You're listening to SBS News.
Morgan Adams' world was turned upside down when she was diagnosed with epilepsy as a teenager.
It came on out of nowhere. I wasn't really aware of why it came on. I didn't really understand where the epilepsy came from because no one in my family has epilepsy. So it was quite a shock when I had my first seizure.
The now 27-year-old takes regular medication and has a device implanted to successfully prevent seizures. Just 70% of people diagnosed with a neurological disorder are able to properly control their seizures.
It's really hard to work out how every person's brain works. And that's the thing that you often hear with epilepsy. Every person's epilepsy is different. We always hope that there's going to be a cure for epilepsy, but it's different in every person.
Epilepsy Foundation Chief Executive Graham Shears says there hasn't been any progression in treatment for decades.
There's perhaps been over 20 new drugs released, which have provided perhaps less side effects or some better management, but the numbers don't seem to have changed much.
Seizures can carry a risk of injury and can even be fatal. For those unable to prevent them, life can be tough. As well as worrying about the possibility of a seizure at any time, people are also restricted in what they can do day to day. Director of Austin Health Epilepsy Research Centre, Professor Sam Berkovich, says even basic activities are often limited.
For an adult, it will limit them in terms of driving, and they often will not be able to get a licence. For children, it will impact them on the playground, whether they can go and sleep over at friends' houses, etc. And perhaps almost overshadowing that are the sort of psychosocial implications, the stigma that unfortunately is still associated with it, and the exclusion there. Sadly, epilepsy is still a disorder that is not as widely accepted, and people shy away from it.
Mr. Berkovich adds that the sector is chronically underfunded.
There has been some extra injection of funding, particularly for severe childhood epilepsies, but it is a very big problem, and in terms of its frequency, it affects 4% of people at some stage in life and up to 1% at any one time. It would be relatively underfunded compared to many other important diseases.
A report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are twice as likely as non-Indigenous people to have epilepsy. They're also 3.5 times more likely to be hospitalised due to the condition. A national network of epilepsy support services is now updating its resources to specifically assist First Nations people. Epilepsy Australia is working with each state and territory to map out culturally relevant solutions for the future. CEO of member organisation Epilepsy ACT, Fiona Allardyce, is enthusiastic about improving her company's resources.
It's awful that there is a particular group that seems to have more prevalence in their communities, and it would be really helpful if we could actually help them as much as possible.
But the Epilepsy Foundations say further funding is needed for a real breakthrough. Brooke Young, SBS News.